Hello, this is another Patreon preview. Yes, to hear the complete episode, please go to patreon.com/culturedumps. This is a preview of the second edition of our newest side series, Is It a Dump?, where we ask ourselves, is it a dump? Yes, on this edition, we are talking about the Island Boys, the 2021 through now viral sensations turned shitheads. And if you don't know who the Island Boys are, well, you're not alone. Neither did my co-host Audio Andy. So we're all in this together. To hear the complete episode again, please check out patreon.com/culturedumps. Yes, this is your preview of Is It a Dump? The Island Boys. Culture Dumps. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Patreon exclusive brought to you by Culture Dumps. I'm Ryan Lichten. I'm here with the Audio Andy. You know him from our Dumps Revisited, Living with Michael Jackson, as well as Podcast 99. Again, we were going to do a docu-dump, but I realized the topic is such that it could be morphed into something else. So this will be the second Is It a Dump? And we're talking about the Island Boys. Did you know about these guys before you watched this documentary?
Not at all. So I'm really curious how you became. I'm sure you're going to cover all this, but how are you aware of the Island Boys?
Because of the, so real quick, the basis of all this is the when was it, 2022 documentary Trolled, the the Untold Island Boys story, which makes it so like E! True Hollywood Story-esque. For it gives these guys a level of treatment even in the title that I feel like is undeserved. But no, I saw the 2021 video that everyone saw, the well, I'll just put in the sample.
Cause I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. I'm just island boy. I'ma get key white wine. You're gonna keep that gun. I'll be just staring at the sun. I'm just out full gazing. I'm like, pull, I'm staying. They're like, you wanna be famous? I'm trying to be out the greatest. I'm a Florida boy.
In the documentary, they show it. It's them in the hot tub. And okay. It's like, I'm an island boy. Okay. And like, they're like looking down, like there's like super suits just trying to make it. And they kind of have like a Jamaican kind of like reggae, like a super island vibe, not their deal. And they're identical twin brothers. Okay. First of all,
yes.
Identical twins, Fly Soulja and Kodiak Red, AKA Frank and Alex Venegas. And they're tattooed head to toe. They were super young when that video came out, and those tattoos were weathered. I think one of them said in the documentary that they had face tattoos when they were like 14.
Oh, jeez. They were born in 2001. So if that came out in 2022, so they were 21.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan, I'm officially Gen X, and I am grandfathered into the R word. But I promise you, I will not say the R word as a noun or adjective, but I might use it as an adverb.
In no other subject that we've covered has that word been more applicable than when talking about the Island Boys. And when that video in 2021 dropped, I mean, we could really do like a dump retrospective of COVID dumps, because Tiger King, the Island Boys, like when the Island Boys video came out, and again, it's only like 20 seconds long of them just in the hot tub like vibing with them, their twin selves, so many people started like making their own versions of it. It was crazy viral. And then they start trying to become something after that. And what I started thinking about was, there's not too many famous twins. And when you start thinking about the other famous twins, like, do you know about the ATL twins?
Atlanta twins?
Yes.
No.
So did you ever see Spring Breakers?
Yes.
The twins that are in that movie, the henchmen, they were called the ATL twins. And they're like real deal, like drug slinging, like gun toting fucking dudes that like sleep with the same chicks and like sleep in the same bed. And they're just like strange hood ass brothers.
Okay.
Weird, but twins. The Barbie twins.
Yes. You know the Barbie twins?
Brother.
That's my generation.
I'm Ryan from Culture Dumps, dude.
Yes, yes.
The Barbie twins, why don't you tell everyone.
Well, I mean, they're wannabe Playboy bunnies, and they have enhancements, rather large enhancements,
matching. Yes. To match. Yes. Yes. It'd be funny if one did like the before and after. That's what twins should do. They should experiment on one and keep one the same. That sounds way too close, like a dark page in history that I'm going to retract to that. Yes. Other famous twins, The Shining.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of these can be related to the Island Boys.
And your favorite, the workout guys.
Oh, the Barbarian Brothers.
Yes.
I totally freaking forgot them. Yeah, so there is a strange long history of celebrity twins, and none of them are like A-listers. Like, it's never going to be like, and the Oscar goes to the blah, blah, blah twins. Oh, the Olsen twins.
No, they're cousins, right?
What?
They're cousins, right? No, are they not identical? What? There's something with the Olsen twins where they're not identical, but they look alike.
Yeah, they look very much alike. I mean, how different could they look from each other? And I would say this, folks, the Island Boys are the Olsen twins of this generation. It's much like how I said Anna Nicole was the Marilyn Monroe of the generation, not the one you asked for, the one that you deserved. The Island Boys are our Olsen twins.
Come on.
You got it, dude.
The Olsen twins are a phenomenon.
Yeah, well, for a short moment, not nearly to the level, but Island Boys. And again, the Island Boys also, I mean, now especially, they're part of this growing dump, like, underworld that will soon be what we reference. You know, in 10 years from now, all the stuff we're going to be pulling is from this shit. Like, all the live streamers and, like, the Looksmaxer guys.
Right. I think the Island Boys are done.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you keep going here.
No, they're done. But I mean, like, because they're done, that's why they're dump eligible.
All right.
But we're here to see, are they a dump?
If I haven't heard of them, this is, I don't know. You can ask me anything about pop culture, and I know it. And you taught me about the Island Boys. So we'll see. All right.
Well, let's talk about this documentary. So I got really excited when I saw that there was a documentary out about the Island Boys. It's on Tubi. Shocker.
Yeah.
And the documentary feels like a scam documentary.
Oh, man.
Like the guy, first of all, the guy running it, like, I don't know what it is about him, but he seems like somehow he's like stealing money from me. Like, even though I'm watching it on Tubi, there's something very like everyone in the documentary is like trying to capitalize on everyone else. And like, it's all scummy. But they also tried to make the documentary, I don't know if they did it intentionally or if he really thinks he's doing some new format, but like the use of emojis and like texts and things like that, it's like all over. It's like you're watching a live stream with a comment thread while you're watching a real documentary.
It's pretty all over the place. You know, one of the things I noticed with this documentary and that director, number one, he puts himself in the documentary. And
The whole time.
Unless you're Werner Herzog.
Or like Nick Broomfield. Yeah.
It's very hard to do and seem legit. Now, also, I got the impression that the manager of the Island Boys said, come on down and shoot the video.
Da-da-da. Mode is his name. Yes. M-O-H-D.
And maybe he didn't communicate that.
The limits to which they push spelling in all of their names is fucking crazy.
It's pretty creative. Yeah.
But yeah, so Mode.
So I really think it wasn't communicated to the Island Boys, and but the way the director presents it was they're standing us up, but in reality it was a miscommunication, and they were like, let's drive 12 hours down to Florida.
Yes, the Island Boys manager Mode, I doubt, has like a multi-screen thing, and he's like, guys, I have your calendar pulled up. I think that we could work this shooting schedule in. No, it's just like, yo, dog, like. Dude wants like fucking, you got like 50K view. Like, you know, it's so lax. And then it came time to actually do it. And they're like, oh, fuck. I guess like, because when
haircut.
He actually meets him, he's like getting a haircut.
That's the gift.
Yeah.
Just like, film me while I do this haircut.
Yeah. And it's weird too, because the more they're interviewed in it, the more they drop their like accent and like their hoodness. Like they start telling like stories about like how tough it was growing up. And like, I had a really bad drug problem. And like my face was tattooed when I was 14. So I couldn't get a job. I'm like, yeah, you fucking idiot. You fucking word that you prefaced. I'm telling you, it's so goddamn fitting. But, then their mom, and now she's like, yeah, and they're famous. I'm like, bro.
Are we talking about the mom now?
What the fuck?
Now, here's what's underlying this documentary is how much involvement or not involved was the mom. So she wasn't the best mom in the world, but she said she felt overwhelmed. And then at some point, she
with two island boys running around, I'd be too.
Getting illegal tattoos. Yeah. They sent them. Somehow they were sent to North Carolina. That's kind of mushy. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
But they went up to North Carolina when they were 13? What? Or were they 18?
Yeah, then they got hooked on pills.
Yeah.
Right? And then an overdose. And he says it really strangely, too. He's like, yes. No, I wasn't buying them. I never spent money. There was a girl that kept buying me lots of Percocet. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, he's really mealy-mouthed. It's not... This documentary... Man, if any
it's
of
so
you...
It's so funny that you watched this.
If there are any aspiring filmmakers out there... Tubi will take anything. Do it. Make your documentary. Make your film. Give it to Tubi. They'll put it out. After watching this documentary, I realized that.
Yeah, and I mean, I've seen, like, we talked about Deconstructing Dunning on DocuDumps, and that's another one you could watch on Tubi. And that is literally just, like, one camera. Maybe there is a microphone involved, and it's fantastic. No frills. And then you have this with every piece of technology, it seems, that was afforded to them they tried to use, and, like, every editing trick and everything. And really, it's so messy to watch that it's really hard to figure out what you're watching a lot of the time. You know, it's hard to follow.
Ryan, I don't know how much you want to get into the weeds on documentary creation, but we're going to go there.
Yeah.
And you can cut it out if it's boring. But so the documentary team arrived in August 2022. The documentary came out in December 2022.
Oh.
The guy, the director,
That's crazy, dude.
The director admits it was, they just got two-hour interviews with the guys. And then obviously additional interviews with, like, the mom. But his documentary is based off of two-hour interviews, and it looks like maybe some pickups.
Yeah, okay, so when I was looking up the IMDb today, it said 33 minutes, and I was like, really? I was like, God damn, that fucking shit seems excruciatingly long. And then you brought it to my attention. No, the one that's up, like, must be what, like a director's cut or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is hilarious that there's two. I could have dealt with the 33-minute version.
Right.
For sure. You know?
Do you remember what I texted you? I'm muscling through this thing, and I thought I was almost done. And then I looked, and there was still 33 minutes.
Yeah, and that's such a daunting feeling. I can't imagine what a two-hour interview in person with these guys felt like.
Oh, geez. That's one of those where you turn on the camera, you ask them a question, and then they just go. Like John Waters, if you ever interview John Waters, you say hi, and he starts talking for an hour.
Yeah, but except the Island Boys can't really talk.
Well.
But yeah, so Fly Soulja and Kodiak Red. Now, I can't keep them straight which one's which, but here's basically what happened.
Wait, yes you can, because Fly Soulja has the cross and Kodiak Red has the eagle on his head.
See, if they were smart, they would have just actually, well, I guess it was smart that they didn't, because one of them surprisingly ends up being a lot worse than the other. Like but they both had their.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough call. Yeah. Also, that's saying something. You know, for one of the island boys to be worse than the other island boy is that's a lot. But it's drugs. And one of the darkest things about streamer culture right now, and I've brought it up so many times on other Patreon specials, is this like exploitative aspect where you have a big streamer. Or a mediocre one that finds, say, someone that's really down on their luck. Maybe they're mentally like unwell. Maybe they're autistic. Maybe they're a horrific alcoholic. And you keep them around, and you just keep fucking them up for content.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with the Island Boys. They keep getting invited places, and then they're just endlessly fucked with. And Jack Doherty, the streamer, who has got to be literally probably one of the worst ones, he consistently brings one of these guys around because they're just so fucked up.
Jeez. Yeah. And creating cheap content.
Yeah, totally. And it's literally just like a freak show.
Now, did you see, I assume this footage was from the Jake Paul fight, where they're at a big event in an arena and they're getting stuff thrown at them.
Yeah,
and I assume it was the Jake Paul fight, but they don't make that clear.
It's got to be. Well, what happened was, you know, their video goes huge, the Island Boy thing. And then they started just doing that same, like, kind of freestyle song, again, different settings, like capitalizing on it. And then finally in Miami, they're invited to do a live performance. And, I mean, they probably never expected that to happen.
Yes.
So now they have to do the I'm an Island Boy in front of a packed Miami nightclub. And no one liked it. Shocking. And booed off the stage. And then that's when they start taking it. And I think it's kind of the last stop before hell for internet celebrities, when they start telling everyone that, no, I like the hate, and the hate is fueling my viewership. It's like, that's going to wear down on you no matter how in on it you are. And that, folks, is where we will leave you. If you would like to finish this episode, we're about halfway through it right here. You can go to patreon.com/culturedumps. Yes, patreon.com/culturedumps, where you will find dozens and dozens and dozens of bonus episodes and side series and all kinds of Woodstock 99 related materials. And, of course, the rest of this episode, Is It a Dump? The Island Boys. Thank you guys so much. And we'll be back with more regularly scheduled dumps. Keep on dumping.